On behalf of Leinberg Information Services, this is Bob Keebler, and thank you for joining us today. Today we're going to talk about the 100% gain exclusion for qualified small business stock that was part of the 2010 Tax Relief Act. So let's back up and look at what's happened here. The big picture is under Section 1202 of the Internal Revenue Code, there's always been, at least for the last 10 or so years, a partial exclusion for gains from this, on the sale of certain small business stock. So in general, what the law is, in the case of a taxpayer other than a corporation, gross income will not include a percentage of that gain. Now, this law evolves over time, and the percentages change. But up until recently, that was a 50% exclusion, but there was an AMT preference item involved, which made it truly not a 50% exclusion. Now, originally, the exclusion was 50% of the gain from the sale of certain small business stock acquired at original issue and held for more than 5 years. Okay, so that was, it would have in essence reduced the rate from 20% down to 10%. Now, for stock acquired after January 17, 2009 and before September 27, 2010, the exclusion was increased to 75%. Now, this applies to a C corporation. So who should be doing this? For example, if you were working on a concept that you had hoped to go public with, or a concept that you were hoping to be able to sell to a third party, not necessarily earn a lot of income inside the corporation per se, but develop this concept and then sell it. That's the type of concept you're looking for. So if you were developing a biomedical widget and you thought that widget would eventually sell for $15 million, you might develop it within a C corporation and then sell the C corporation rather than developing it in an S corporation or an LLC. Now, the law changed on September 27, 2010, where 100% of the gain is excluded and the AMT preference item is totally eliminated. Now, that applied for stock acquired after September 27, 2010 and before January 1st, 2011. That was the bill that the president signed in September 2010. Now, along the way, we had another change in the law. And on December 17th, 2010, the president signed a bill that extended the 100% exclusion until December 31st, 2011. So any stock acquired now between September 27, 2010 and December 31st, 2011, and held for more than 5 years, is going to be completely exempt from federal tax. Now, in order to make this work, you have to have small business stock from a C corporation. The assets of that corporation cannot exceed $50 million, and you have to meet a active business requirement. So this cannot be a passive business. Now, the amount of the gain that is eligible for the exclusion is limited to the greater of 10 times taxpayer's basis in the stock or $10 million. So in essence, it's probably a $10 million exemption for most people. It's the greater of. So if I invested $5 million, I would be able to exempt 10 times that. Okay, I'd be able to exempt 10 times that. If I invested $100,000, I would be able to exempt up to $10 million. Where most people are going to use this provision, again, is for development entities where you're bringing a concept from idea to fruition, and then you're selling that concept. That is where this is going to have the best play. This will not have the best play for a business that's going to be immediately profitable and perhaps sold or not sold in the future. So these are great things for us to think about when we're working with clients, when they're developing businesses, when they're coming up with new ideas. We need to at least share with them that the standard logic of an LLC or an S corporation should at least be challenged a little bit, and we should look at whether this 100% exclusion makes sense for those clients. Now, some of our clients will do some of their businesses shooting for the 100% exclusion, and other businesses and LLCs or S corporations depending upon the nature of the business. On behalf of Leinberg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler discussing the 100% exclusion for capital gains for stocks acquired between September 27, 2010 and December 31st, 2011.